Listen, this is A Course in Miracles. It's a required course. Only the time that you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This Course in Miracles does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, listen, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear. But what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. This course can therefore be summed up very simply in this way, and you're going to have to listen. Nothing real can be threatened, and nothing unreal exists. Once more, nothing that is real can be threatened, and nothing that is unreal exists at all, and herein lies the peace of God. Thank you. See you again. What a happy surprise. To be a teacher of A Course in Miracles, what we term a master teacher. In the religion that we're offering each other at this conference, we recognize that we are here for one intent. I promised I would mention that the Swedish tenor that you're hearing sing as the master teacher when he was here with your direction is Jussi Björling. Feel the joy that goes with that in the feet. It's important to remember in this new encounter that we're going to enjoy at this conference. Thank you. It's very important to remember that my concern, while it's religious, has no real regard to the manner of the concepts by which you are going to derive ideas concerning your own emotional evaluation of yourself. Because what we're going to share here in this little interlude, and with all those who are asking for direction in the idea of our Course in Miracles, the certainty that we're going to use the word voice here, the idea that there's a voice that is going to direct us specifically at this conference, and it will be in French, and it's going to be in Swedish, obviously, and also in German. It's important to remember that in the direction we're receiving, the notation by which we want to direct ourselves have directly to do with the thoughts that we're having about ourselves, not particularly our interpretation of the thought itself. Shall I practice that for a little bit with you? See, and there's some very good French friend of mine here who insisted that at the beginning of the episode we should do a little Nat King Cole. Now, I'm going to do a particular French version by his lovely daughter, who is going to be singing for us in the intro of what I hope at least will be allowed to present to you when we come into this focus, the idea. Very early that the entire teaching, and this is regardless of what we are presenting to each other in the obstacles that we manufacture, it's what we think about ourselves in relation. relation with others that really matters. You and I are agreeing somewhere to love each other in the idea that in the manual for teachers of a course, we have been taking down and offering each other ideas of daily lessons, of solutions. And that we will spend this little interlude while we're here in Montreal, and the next week in New York, perhaps, if I'm invited to go, I would love to teach you the idea that, as you have instructed me, and with the associations of all of the traditions of the universe, that finally we're only teaching love. We're only teaching love. So here we're going to begin now. And I'm going to read to you the idea in the teacher's manual of what actually constitutes, I hope, a learning that was downloaded, all right, from a teacher that's here, from an instructor. What was her name?
Helen
Schuckman. Helen Schuckman, bless her heart. She's here with us now. She's here in a memory of the associations that came together to perform these acts. And she will be here because if you have a memory of this in your mind, the decision to do the teacher's manual became an important part about it. I'm not going to go into the Course in Miracles with you. It's available to you. We read the intro, and it said we teach what isn't love does not exist. This world that you pertain to in ideas of defining within yourself what love is are actually the opposite of love. That's what this is going to say. Let's read it together, just a little bit. Listen. Here. Now is about our manual for teachers of a course. The role of teaching and learning is actually reversed in the thinking of the world. Listen, the reversal is characteristic. It seems as if the teacher and the learner are separated. The teacher giving something to the learner rather than to himself. Further, the act of teaching is regarded as a special activity in which one engages only a relatively short proportion of one's time. This course in your new mind training, on the other hand, emphasizes that to teach is to learn. To teach is to learn, so that teacher and learner are actually the same. It also emphasizes that teaching is a constant process. It goes on every moment of the day and continues into sleeping thoughts as well. And this is nothing but a condition of the admission that you and I recognize as Homo sapiens, that we're actually teaching and learning all the time. We're always getting new ideas about what will gratify us in associations of ideas in which I'm presenting myself. Here's the problem that I've had up until this conference here in Quebec. I have taken the religion, the science of comparison of my mind, and have let myself be limited about the result that I wanted, having forgotten in its most fundamental sense that the cause of what appears to be out there, come on now, is only in my own mind. That's why I have this teacher's manual. And that's what I'm presenting you with. Can you see this? Now, the thought that you just had there was a comparison of what appears to be someone else agreeing or disagreeing with you out there. Now, that is not what this is going to say. this is going to remind you that teaching and learning are actually simultaneous and that they're going on all the time. Let's listen. Here, to teach is to demonstrate. Now, there are only two thought systems, and you demonstrate that you believe one or the other is true all the time. And from your demonstration, others learn, and so do you. The question is not whether you will teach, for in that there is no choice. You're teaching yourself ideas you have about yourself all the time. The purpose of this course in miracles might be said to provide you with a means of choosing what you want to teach on the basis, are you listening, of what you want to learn. Why? You cannot give to someone else, but only to yourself. Listen to me. You might as well hear it at this conference. You cannot give to someone else, but only to yourself. And this you learn through teaching. What is teaching then? Teaching is but a call to you to attest to what you believe. It's a method of conversion. This is not done by words alone. Any situation must be to you a chance to teach others what you are and what they are to you. No more than that is required, but never less. You keep acting, and I'm teaching you why you've given me this hour, and I appreciate it. And I'm standing in front of you, and to each one of you, I'm offering you an alternative in your mind that's actually not connected to the space-time in which you find yourself at all. This is the most difficult religious idea you can have. Shall we see why? The method of conversion are ideas of what you believe you are in relationship with this earth, with the whole universe of stars out there, that all you can see is in regard to what you have learned about yourself in reflections of life. The Course in Miracles offers you an alternative with another idea that you have within your mind. We use the word conversion. Now, the reason that it's surprising a lot of you is you're going to begin to come together with new ideas about who you are as a human being. Because who you are as a human being is what reality is. And while you can make a choice on what you want to see based on the limitation that appeared to be have imposed on you by something not within your control, the simple solution to the matter would be at the time of the conversion from the nature of the singularity of reality, you were whole and perfect. That's why in the teacher's manual, I'm showing you, you must choose between one or the other with no possibility of alternative. That's why as a teacher, with all of the ideas of the teaching, we're going to tell you how much we love you. Now, the conceptual idea that it's necessary to love you are actually not open to discussion at all. No, the manner in which one of the easy ways to teach it is what you're seeing out there are only thoughts in your own mind. And if you don't care for yourself, you're certainly not going to care for the guy out there. This is our only practice with the idea, the message of Jesus Christ, who says very simply, you're going to have to love your enemy whether you hate him and despise him or what you do, because your enemy that's out there is you. The enemy that's out there is you. Listen to this. Will you listen? There. I saw you see it right there. Now, that was an incredible thought. Yet as soon as I began to examine it, it seemed to leave me because I had to make a comparison with what you were thinking about me compared to what I was thinking about myself rather than listening to what it's going to say in this teacher's manual. Listen together. Listen. Yes, it's a method of conversion. This is not done by words alone. Any situation must be to you a chance to teach others what you are and what they are to you. And it's no more than that, but it's not less. The curriculum you set up is therefore determined exclusively by what you think you are and what you believe the relationship of others is to you. In the formal teaching situation, these questions may be totally unrelated to what you think you're teaching. Yet it is impossible not to use the content of any situation on behalf of what you really want to teach and therefore really learn. To this, the verbal content of your teaching is quite irrelevant. It may coincide with it or it may not. It is the teaching underlying what you say that teaches you. Teaching, but reinforces what you believe about yourself. It reinforces what you believe about yourself. Its fundamental purpose is to diminish self-doubt, because the truth is you're very doubtful about who you are, how you got here, and why you're here. This does not mean that the self you're trying to protect is real, but it does mean that the self you think is real is what you will teach. The self you think you are is what you're going to teach. I'm going to leave you for just a moment here. These are done here at the conference, okay, in little sequels of time, where we confront each other with another idea that neither one of us may recognize. That's why it's called A Course in Miracles. But the energy of the association in the idea of space-time are a strong provision for the notation in a comparison of myself with darkness and light. And I'm using the term darkness and light in the idea that I am mindful of a condition in my mind where you and I can share together the idea that the purpose by which we are attempting to communicate here in this interlude, and in what we're describing as teachers of God, are the particulars in which I begin to recognize you. Now, I should tell you, you're already doing it. You're already filling me up with all ideas you got about your concept of yourself. All I'm telling you is you're going to get the result of the concept of yourself. Obviously, you don't know who you are, why you're here, how you got here, or where you're going to be going. I came arriving here from out of this time sequence. I've decided to stay here for this 40-day interlude, and I intend to challenge you, not as the world is already telling you you're participating, but individually in what you want to see about yourself, because you are all-powerful and almighty and all-good and all-loving. It's time for you here in this 2-day interlude to leave this place of conflict in which you're finding yourself. And we'll leave it together. And we'll leave it together. Because the memory that you're holding about this contains a memory of you and I being together. Of being together. We're here together doing lesson 61 in our determination that I am the light of the world. Who is the light of the world except God's Son? This then is merely a statement of the truth about yourself. It's the opposite of a statement of pride, of arrogance, or of self-deception. It does not describe the self-concept you have made. It does not refer to any of the characteristics with which you have endowed your idols. It refers to you as you were created by God. It simply states the truth. To you, to your self-concept today, the idea is the epitome of self-glorification, isn't it? But the ego that you think you are does not understand humility, mistaking it for self-debasement. Humility consists of accepting your role in salvation and in taking no other. It is not humility to insist you cannot be the light of the world if that is the function God assigned to you. It's only arrogance that would assert this function, which cannot be for you, and arrogance is always other than what God is. Now, true humility requires that you accept today's idea because it is God's voice which tells you it is true. This is a beginning step in accepting your real function here on earth. It is a giant stride today, taking your rightful place in the idea that the salvation of the world depends on you. It's a positive assertion of your right to be saved and an acknowledgement of the power that is given you to save others. Here we go together. I am the light of the world. This is my only function. This is why I am here, and I intend to build around the idea at this two-day conference from now on that I can shorten the time that I intend to take so that the immediacy of salvation, not based on my past association or what I plan to do, perhaps even in New York next week, because I intend to carry with me the feeling that I'm feeling about the love. Because you are the light of the world, and God has built his plan for the salvation of his Son on you. I'm here. Yeah. The little interlude that you had there about teaching that the responsibility for the salvation is yours to make is something that you've known since the beginning of time. Let me slip off my jacket again, okay? The idea that you may be responsible for this has one important inclusiveness that you may not like to hear. If you're responsible for this in your mind, you're going to be responsible for all of the pain, all of the loneliness, all of the idea of circumstances in the religion that you have come together with me in an attempt to solve how, if there is the truth of a singular reality, we could be trapped in the idea of a location in space-time. Or on these nights, tonight will be a good one to do. We're going to go out here. We're going to look up at the billions of galaxies and stars, and we're going to wonder within our own mind how we could have possibly not know who we are or why we are. Because the idea of not knowing who we are or why you are here, obviously in a reasonable fashion that I am attempting to teach you, will be descriptions of all the manner in which you intend to journey out into the stars. That's why it's being called A Course in Miracles. The conversion that's necessary within your own mind will be very real in the teacher's manual. At this conference right now, sitting next to you, is someone who has a new idea that he hasn't been really able to expand on, very simply because his expansion has always led him back, all right, to the fear of the intensity of the light that is available as he escapes the body formulation. You see that? That's why I'm here at this conference. How long will I be here? How long do you need between the time, the idea, that there was an alternative to where you were in the recognition that you did not belong here? Come on now, this is our religion. There's no argument going on with us at all. I'm supporting everything that you're telling about me, okay? All I'm doing is offering you another idea which will make you happy because it will make you love. And the one you're going to discover that you love turns out, which I teach, to be you. At this conference that's going to go on here for 2 days, half of you here believe I've got to learn to love myself. That's a very difficult thing to do. The way that I would teach it is that if you made it this far to this conference in the idea of the miracle, the idea of the master teachers who teach the certainty of the illusionary nature, not of some of this, but of all of it, are why many of you are at this conference. All I'm really doing is confirming with you the illusionary nature, and the only manner in which it can be performed is to make it momentarily real so that we can share another place where suddenly the Course in Miracles that is being downloaded for us is going to be relative to what it says without any regard to at all to other ideas about it. Because what it says will be the singularity of the idea that the responsibility for salvation, the responsibility for the love that I'm feeling is mine. Do I have to go out and tell the world about it? Why would I have to do that? The world out there is already a projection of my mind, which is denying me access here. In one of the conferences that was held, you came together in a particular reference, and some of you had a self-concept, and you were beginning to teach in our tradition that the self-concept I have is what my problem is, because it's never true. Here, I'll read you 3 minutes a little bit about a conference that we held together while we were at lunch together. Listen with me. Projection makes perception. The world you see is what you gave it, nothing more than that. But though it is no more than that, it is not less. Therefore, to you, it's important, isn't it? It's a witness to your state of mind. It's the outside picture of an inward condition. As a man thinketh, so does he perceive. As a man teacheth, so does he perceive. Therefore, seek not to change the world, but choose to change your mind about the world. Perception is a result and not a cause. And that is why order of difficulty in miracles is actually meaningless. Everything looked upon with vision is healed and holy. Nothing perceived without it means anything. And where there is no meaning, there is chaos. Listen, damnation is your judgment on yourself. And this you will project upon the world. See, it is damned. And all you see is what you did to hurt the Son of God. If you behold disaster and catastrophe, your mind tried to crucify him. If you see holiness and hope, you join the will of God to set him free. Listen, there is no choice that lies between these two decisions, and you will see the witness to the choice that you made and learn from this to recognize which one you're going to choose. I want to thank you, my personal thanks to you, for letting me teach the idea that where you were just a moment ago in the concept of yourself, suddenly the thought I'm having about you is different than the thought I had about you a moment ago. Now, whether you changed your thought about yourself, I cannot be concerned about, because I am concerned only about the certainty. This is the entire teaching now that we're offering at the convention, that whatever we think about ourselves, it's an illusionary idea that out in the universe we have somehow separated ourselves from the entirety of what we cannot not be. And that the moment in which we forgot who we were in the reference of this specific idea, it has been arranged within the time cycle not to go forward another 100,000 years in the future, but rather to come back to where the whole thing started. The voice that is going to speak to you, the volume, how do you think you got to this conference? Well, I came here, I was destined to come here. It's a good idea. You remember this with me, you're destined to do everything. It's impossible for you to perform anything you haven't already got. What you're doing is repeating alterations of yourself in a determination to justify the possibility that you actually doubt who you are. That was the nature of this teaching. Self-doubt couldn't possibly mean anything to reality, because included in with your self-doubt will be the certainty that you have found the solution. And that's why we have this Course in Miracles. Listen, here's a little more about this teacher's manual of the Course that's going on right here and now. Remember? Teaching, but reinforces what you believe about yourself. Its fundamental purpose is to diminish self-doubt. This does not mean that the self you're trying to protect is real, but it does mean the self you think is real is what you're going to teach. You listen with me. This is inevitable. There is no escape from it. How could it be otherwise? You listen, we're at this conference now. Everyone who follows the world's curriculum, and everyone here does follow it, until what? Until he changes his mind, teaches solely to convince himself that he is what he is not. Listen, that he is what he is not. Herein is the purpose of the world. What else then could its curriculum be? Into this hopeless and closed learning situation, which teaches nothing but despair and death, God sends his teachers. And as they teach his lessons of joy and hope, their learning finally becomes complete. I'm assigned 3 minutes, 4 really, to teach the idea that the new idea that you're having may not at this moment be recognizable to you. Don't try to remember how it was. It goes back to an ancient time when the actual correction was made in the idea that out in the universe there was a moment of a space-time location where at that moment, all right, this is the whole idea, the fundamental teaching, the concept of yourself was lost in the idea that you don't know who you are or what you are. Is this a hopeless situation? How would it be hopeful? Every time you make a comparison, you're wrong. No wonder you don't like your God. No wonder you question everything in your own mind. The miracle enables you to see that in the natural transition, and you may teach this any way you choose to teach it. I'll teach it as a human being. Shall I? Because I'm being challenged along with a lot of you, along with the teachers of A Course in Miracles. What's the name of that other fellow that's teaching the Course in Miracles?
Kenny Wapnick.
And he's a human being. Loves the idea of teaching A Course in Miracles. And we're in full support. We're determined that you can object to the Course in Miracles, and or you can agree with A Course in Miracles. But your agreement with A Course in Miracles still requires an experience of an alternative that is being offered in your mind that will eliminate, as we taught you in Quebec, the certainty that none of this within your dream sequence has anything at all to do with who you really are. With who you really are. Now, what's the best way to understand that? Teach that it's a miracle. Teach the idea that you may conceptually know very, very well that the idea of the power of light has restricted you while there's a whole element of reality out there. But to demonstrate it takes an idea that there must be something else in my mind. Say to me, idea. There has to be another idea. That's why it's a miracle. But the idea is not somewhere not buried within you. It's just that at that moment, say to me, I forgot. Yes. That's why you've come to this conference. You might as well look at it. You can deny me. You're going to do all the things you're going to do. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm looking out at the universe out there that the power is a million times greater than this, and you know about it, yet you seem to be trapped within your own idea, and no wonder you're in despair. No wonder you're saying, well, I'm going to have to be happy. I'm going to sacrifice. I'm going to give everything to my children. I'm going to love my enemy. None of that, none of it has any meaning whatsoever. I need to offer you a true concept of who you will be, because as you believe who you are, you're not. There's always something else that you can be, and the decision that you don't want to be this can be enforced by you very simply, and it has nothing to do with love and hate, very simply that you and I finally here at this conference have said, I'm told there's a whole universe out there. I see billions of stars, of galaxies, and yet I seem to be confined to a reflection of light within a hologram of light that doesn't let me see that at last, here, and you're speaking fluent French to me now, I'm meeting you in the certainty, and this goes back a lot of generations that you and I are sharing together, okay? In the idea that this is the time and place where the alternative was reached, all right? Now, let's finish this idea of this teacher's manual together. Listen. Herein is the purpose of the world. What else then would its curriculum be? Into this hopeless, and it is hopeless, and it is close, and I do intend to get old and sick and die. A learning situation which teaches nothing but despair and death, God sends his teachers. And as they teach his lesson of joy and hope, their learning finally becomes complete. Except for God's teachers, there would be little hope of salvation, for the world of sin would seem forever real, because the self-deceiving must deceive, for they must teach deception. And what else is hell? This is a manual for the teachers of God. They're not perfect, or they would not be here. Yet it is their mission to become perfect here. And so they teach perfection over and over and over and over again, in many, many ways, until they have learned it. And then they are seen no more, although their thoughts remain a source of strength and truth forever. Who are they? How are they chosen? What do they do? How can they work out their own salvation and the salvation of the world? This manual for teachers of A Course in Miracles attempts to answer these questions. When my life is through, and the angels asked me to Rekaw. I'm glad I came here to Quebec. I'm teaching the simplicity that contained within me is a memory of you. Does it involve the necessity for me to remember that I'm older than you are? The idea that I'm here for this 40-day interlude, I'm being examined now as this, how old am I these days, 80? As this 80-year-old guy? Now, the thoughts that I'm having about you and my love for you are contained in my mind. They are healing the idea of my body association in a memory that I have about coming to Quebec, and I may go to New York. There are some individuals, I know everybody. It's impossible to meet somebody you don't know, very simply because he's a concept in your own mind. You may not want to meet him, you may want to meet him. That has nothing to do with it. But he is a simple thought of the love that I'm feeling for you at this conference. In this sense, it has nothing whatsoever to do with the reflection of light that represents your human condition in a hologram of light. For everywhere I'm looking, I'm simply getting back a projection of a reflection of myself. The reflection of myself cannot tell me any more than I'm willing to accept about my body formulation. So I find agreement with myself and my love, and I see you find agreement with yourself in your love. All I'm attempting to do is to take any distance that appears to represent alternatives in which you're going to come around again. And this is the entirety of my teaching of time. Regardless of what we do out in the universe, we're going to end up right here, at this religious conference. Well, I didn't place much importance on it. I would suggest that if you're at this point, you place total importance on it. Because as you reminded me, the only time that the solution can actually be performed in a moment of reflection of light is the immediacy that deep within me is a dark, completely dark episode that occurred in which immediately there was light. Because you're the light of the world. We've been exchanging for a long time the idea, and we end up in conflict, and we end up where our self-doubt is inevitable. Okay, stop trying to solve it with me conceptually just for a moment. Most of us who finally got this, got it very simply because we try everything that is possible for us, and we're very successful in our attempt, but we end up in exactly the same situation. It becomes a dependency on God. It becomes a dependency in its entirety on not what I think it is, not in my concept of myself, but what everything in the universe knows it is that we're sharing together. Maybe I'll see you in New York. Thank you for inviting me here. This came as a complete surprise. I had left this sequence of time. And the idea, this is nothing but the idea that we can take another interlude like you intend to exercise, because the salvation depends on you exercising within you the certainty. This is the time. And this is the place that you decided to let me express the love that I'm feeling in the solution to which the concept of myself had absolutely nothing to do. Yet I remain a concept of myself in the certainty that we are going to escape out into the universe together. Out into the universe together. In a memory that we have of Je vous aime beaucoup.